Don't forget, Monday is Million Dollar Monday here on 710. Every Monday, you get a chance to win Rams tickets, and if you win, you get a shot at $1 million. Every winner will give us their prediction of the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. If you nail it, you get $1 million. That'll happen on Travis and Sliwa here on Mason and Ireland and on Sedano and Cap every single Monday. So good luck. And by the way, tickets on Monday are for Rams Tampa Bay.
Giants.
Oh, no,
just
something
scored.
Bad happened.
Yeah. Wild pitch, Padres 4, Giants 1.
Okay.
Two outs in the bottom of the 6th. So
okay, let's go.
Still looking good.
Let's go Padres. Let's go Padres.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I used Turo again.
Oh, yeah, where you get it's like Uber for cars,
yeah,
right?
Mace, unbelievable. When we got to North Carolina, we realized we didn't think we needed a car because we were going to take shuttles everywhere, and then we realized we needed a car. So I got on Turo, and this is not an advertisement. These guys don't advertise on the station. This is the second time I've used them. I literally called them. They delivered this young couple delivered their Suburban to a golf course. I said, hey, can I just drop this off at the airport? And they said, sure. 3 days later, I dropped it off at the airport. Half the price of a regular rental car, done.
Wow.
So rental cars right now are a pain to rent. A lot of places don't have them. If you're looking, try Turo. It's bailed me out twice already this year.
Okay, let me ask you just a random question. Yeah. So there is there's a company that no matter how many times I unsubscribe, they keep sending stuff.
Right.
And I mean, this has been going on for months. Do I have legal recourse?
No.
Of course, I should. I'm unsubscribing. They're pelting me with their junk.
Yeah, but they haven't done anything to you.
Yeah, they have not taken me off of their list.
Well, who cares?
There has to be recourse for this.
Why don't you just
tired of getting I've been unsubscribing to everything. Okay. And I've been successful with everything but this one company.
All right, so what to do is there'll be a choice somewhere in your email.
Yes.
To say that it's phishing. Phishing. Label it as phishing, and they won't be able to get you anymore.
Okay,
and
I will do it.
By the way, you should be able to block them.
I don't think I know how to do that.
No,
to block
you'll
somebody.
Have it. You'll have the Padres got to get this guy out. Longoria just hit a double. Greg, okay. You said it. They got to the bullpen. The Giants got to the bullpen, and now the Padres are falling apart. I'm going to be so bent if the Padres blow this lead.
Slam Diego.
They almost blew it last night. I was watching it. Okay. Like, what is going on?
Okay, so I want to get to this Mario Cristobal thing.
Yeah, please. Yeah, do.
Okay, so Mario Cristobal, who is the head coach at Oregon, and Scott Wolf is speculating that they say he may be the top choice, is the top target.
Scott just sent out another tweet. I hear Penn State coach James Franklin's interested. So are KC assistant Eric Bieniemy and that old stalwart Jack Del Rio. But he feels like that USC's first choice would be Mario Cristobal.
Okay, so Mario Cristobal did a hit with Doug Gottlieb, and I'm not even sure where Doug Gottlieb works now. Where is he?
Fox.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, he said Fox. Okay, so yeah. I think this was radio. Mario Cristobal went on with Gottlieb, and Gottlieb's getting hammered for this. Listen to this exchange. First of all, read what Cristobal might be thinking. Secondly, did Gottlieb screw this question up? Go ahead and play. Okay.
When people mention your name for said job, what would your response be?
My response is go Ducks.
any chance that you at least have a conversation about it?
I'm telling you again, it's go Ducks. I'm not sure why you brought me on this interview. I was
under
the impression talking about the Oregon Ducks and whatnot. Since we go this route, I'll reinforce it again. Go Ducks. And so here I am, buddy.
So there you have it.
Okay.
What? First of all, read Cristobal's take. How he answered?
He answered the only way he could.
Yep.
He's under contract to Oregon. He's the head coach at Oregon. I think that Mario could have handled it differently and maybe made it less of a story. Like guys like us wouldn't be playing it.
Yeah.
The way I probably would have answered it is something along the lines of, I'm the head coach of the Oregon Ducks. I'm under contract to Oregon. Every time someone mentions me, as a candidate for something else, it's flattering, but I literally don't give it any headspace. I've got to play whoever I got to play this week, and that's where I'm focused, and that's what I want to talk about. I know you have to ask, but that's my that's how I feel about it. I'm 100% focused on Oregon, which he kind of hinted at. But
he basically said, go Duck. I think he left a lot of wiggle room. He didn't say, I'm here for the long haul. He didn't say, I'm building a program.
Did you hear
he didn't
how
say,
James,
arrive.
Did you hear how James Franklin answered that question?
No, I did not.
All right, so James Franklin was answered that question by like the Penn State media went to him and said, hey, it's rumored that you're a candidate for the USC job. How do you feel about that? And he was incredibly candid. He said, well, if that's true, he goes, I've always said to myself, if I was in a position where I was being offered $1 million to coach at two different schools, I would want to drive the price up as much as I possibly could. That was his answer.
No, was it really?
Yeah. And so I'll try and get the exact wording.
That is unbelievable.
So
I've never heard an answer like that. He wants to drive the price up between the two schools?
Right, because he thought, hey, you know, why would I say no? Why would I say I'm not going?
ABN, A always, BBN negotiating, always be negotiating.
Yeah.
That's an interesting play for James Franklin.
Yeah, and so
you heard the Urban Meyer, right?
Yeah, and everybody is saying, you know,
I think it's insane to think Urban Meyer will leave after one season at Jacksonville. Yeah, I don't think he's the guy. I don't think he's going to leave. Momo thinks he's going to be 1-16. He very well could 2-15, 3-14, whatever it is. He's not used to losing. He can't go out and get the top recruit anymore. He's got a salary cap. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be frustrating for him, but I got to believe it would be an embarrassment. I think a blotch on his legacy if he leaves after 1 year. I don't think that's a real thing at all.
And by the way, I should say, I don't know if Franklin said that specifically in answer to the USC job, or if he's just said it previously in his career. You know, so that maybe somebody may be attributing something that he has said, but didn't say it recently. I'm not sure. I'm trying to find it right now.
Okay. Got it. All right. What's the latest here on the Giants and the Padres? We're still 4-1.
4-1 Padres. In the bottom of the sixth, there's a pitching change for the Padres. They're bringing in Daniel Hudson to pitch.
Daniel Hudson, pretty good. Great, huge matchup. We're covering it for you. We are 1.5 games behind the Giants now. What do you think the odds are this goes right down the stretch? It's decided on the last day of the season.
Possible.
Yeah, I think it's totally possible. I mean, this is a real pennant race, and I was wrong about this. I said the Padres would finish second and would probably be about 10 games out when it was all over. Now it's Giants with a lead in the division. Nobody saw the Giants coming. In fact, the Pecota projections, which I often refer to, the Pecota projections come out every spring. They had the Giants win in like 69 games, and here they are on pace for over 100 wins. Far anxiety took Andrew Friedman's bag of magic dust, and he's sprinkling it everywhere. He's found a way to get something out of his old guys. He's found really like 4A guys who've made a difference. Pitching staff guys that were sort of cast-offs like Desclafani and Gossman, along with a young guy like Logan Webb. You know, he's found a way to do it. And I think it may go down as one of the great chases, and there have been a lot of them between the Giants and Dodgers, one of the great chases, pennant races that we've seen in our – well, certainly that we've seen in our lifetimes.
Right, and one of these teams that has won 100 games is going to go out in the first round.
Yeah.
By the way, getting back to Franklin, in 2020, he signed a new 6-year contract, his third at Penn State, that guarantees him $38 million. It includes a $4 million buyout in 2021, this year. So USC can get them if they pay the $4 million buyout. And
they're USC. They've got that money.
Right.
Money should not be an excuse for anything with USC. You've got the dough. You've got the donors. You've got the resources. There's no reason why anybody should say, hey, that's too much for that guy. They should be able to get. And, you know, the other thing is they're playing this weekend. We're going to talk to Steve Fezzik, the Fez, here with our gambling hit coming up for you in about 10 minutes or so. I actually love USC this weekend. I mean, I think the interim guy, and in this case it's Dante Williams, the interim guy obviously often gives teams a boost. And the schedule is actually pretty easy from this point forward. They got a game at Notre Dame, and they got a game against UCLA at the end of the season at the Coliseum. Oh, it's a whole new world. You guys are so excited about that. Well, the other thing is I'll take Fresno State plus the points.
I was just going to say, I think that's a smart bet by you. I think Fresno State's better. I don't think UCLA should be an 11.5-point favorite over Fresno State. I think UCLA's going to win that game, but I don't think they're going to win by double digits. I think that game's going to be really close.
Yeah, me too. What do you think, Bergman?
I'm with you guys. It's not going to be that close. They put up like 50-some points last week against a nobody, but they also beat Oregon 2 weeks ago. So this isn't going to be easy by any means.
No, not going to be easy. Love the points. It's too many points. And what do you think... What are your expectations for USC the rest of the season? I mean, I'm looking at the schedule right here.
Loss.
What do you mean loss? Loss. What are you talking about? Loss.
Lots of losses.
Yeah, sure.
Plenty of losses.
No, yeah, I think USC might – how many games they have left? They have like 9 left. I think they could go 7-2.
10 left, yeah. 7-2?
7-2, 7-3, yeah.
Lost to Notre Dame? Loss at Notre Dame?
Loss.
Yeah, they'll lose to UCLA. They'll lose to Notre Dame, and there'll be one more in there, like maybe at Washington State. You know, someone you don't expect. But I hope they don't – if they run the table, if they do something like go 9-1 or 10-0, that they don't give Dante Williams
no
a job.
No way in hell.
That's what they said about
Clay. If he runs the table and wins the Rose Bowl, thank you very much. You are our lead recruiter, and Mario Cristobal is here to take over.
Yeah, that's what they said about Clay.
Yeah, it's a whole new world, man. As UCLA is, it's a whole new world. There is no way USC would go and take the interim title off of Dante Williams no matter what happens this year.
All right, let me throw these. Brady McCullough of the LA Times has listed, besides Franklin, has listed 7 other active head coaches as possibilities. Just tell me interested or not, okay? Utah's Kyle Whittingham.
Oh, would be interested. I just don't like it as a hire.
Okay, Kentucky's Mark Stoops.
Not the name we need.
Rutgers' Greg Schiano.
Nah, too much baggage. No, Schiano.
Cincinnati's Luke Fickell.
Yeah, I know. This is the hot name. Bone hired him in Cincinnati. I don't think he's big enough to run USC.
Minnesota's P.J. Fleck.
Yeah, that name has come up a lot. Again, not one of my favorite picks.
Iowa State's Matt Campbell.
This guy is a possibility. He is a badass. Matt Campbell is a badass. I would say that guy should be on the list.
Last one, Boston College's Jeff Hafley.
No.
I don't think he's a big enough name.
No, not a big enough name. Oh, yep. There it is, UCLA. It's a whole new world. Greg wanted Chip Kelly fired 3 weeks ago.
Everybody
now,
did.
Now he believes UCLA is going somewhere. Yeah, John, you too. You wanted Chip Kelly fired.
Well, no, I said this was a make or break year for Chip Kelly.
Oh, we had this conversation last year, John. Don't do that. We had a conversation like, oh, he's gone. Get him out of here. He's the worst. We both did it. Wait a minute.
How long, Greg, do you think a coach should have? You give him a five-year contract.
Four years.
This is his fourth year.
Right.
This
That's what I was saying.
Why'd you want him fired after year three?
We were both saying the exact same thing because it was so horrendously bad. You know he did not have one win against a non-conference opponent until this year?
Right.
That's awful.
So he had to win this year. I mean,
you love him. This is just how fickle the world is.
Why does this all become like this whole we love him?
Hey, Mace, we love him unless he loses to Fresno State.
Then he's gone.
Whole new
world. Get him rid of him again.
Yeah, then you go back to get rid of him. Exactly. It's like me last year with Clay Helton. I'm like, yeah, go Clay, you're the Clay. And then I text John at the end of a game saying, fire Clay. In the middle of games, fire Clay. So frustrating. Wonderful guy, hail fellow, well met, but not the right guy for that job. All right, coming up next for you is the Fez. All of our gambling stuff, including the Fez's best bet.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nobody beats the Fez. Nobody beats the Fez. Nobody beats the Fez.
People don't realize that is my vocal in there, John. Did you realize that?
Untrue.
Nobody beats the Fez.
Although that's pretty good. You got pretty high on that one.
Yeah. By the way, that's how I spend every night, pretty high. joining us right now is our gambling guy, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the star of Vegas, Steve Fezzik, the Fez. What are you doing, Fez?
How about that Monday night football game from Las Vegas? We are a football city.
What now, Fez, I thought that was like one of the best games of the year. Going back to even last season, you asked us last week if Raider fans would show up or it would mostly be tourists rooting for the other team. What did you think? Did the Raider fans show up?
Very much so. And Raider Nation is so strong. You know what? I think we're going to get a whole bunch of people coming from Southern California for all of our home games.
I agree.
It is going to be just an amazing experience. That I can only imagine the ticket prices when we play a Chicago or a Philly in terms of the demand to go to the Death Star and watch our team.
Fez, have you actually been in the? Have you been in the Roomba Allegiant Stadium?
You know, I am embarrassed to say I've driven by it maybe 50 times because I'm always going into the Strip.
Yeah.
I see the lanai doors into the stadium and the like, and it just looks spectacular, but I have not been inside.
Okay, Fez, I want to talk to you. You know betting, and I don't, but I strongly feel that this game tonight, Giants at the Washington football team, is an easy win for Washington. I don't think that they can afford to go 0-2. I think they're going to win. The spread's 3.5. I'm tempted to throw a lot of mythical money on the Washington football team. Am I on the right side of that game?
I don't think you are. I would lean to the Giants. And the reason is the markets don't feel there's much of a difference between Fitzmagic and Heinicke. And I get it. Heinicke played great against Tampa Bay, but I do have it as a significant downgrade for the Washington football team. And frankly, I don't like – I lost with the football team. Maybe I'm overreacting
right.
to that.
Yeah, that
was my play with you. Best bet last week and got the best of the line move. Yes, my quarterback did get knocked out, but nevertheless, my defense could not get the Chargers off the field. Gave up 14 for 19, third down conversions. Very disappointed on how the Washington front four and front seven could not contain a Charger O-line that had four brand new starters.
All right, so if I want to bet that game, I want some action tonight, Fez. I want some mythical money in this game. So the over-under to me seems like a stay away. 40.5. That's really low. If I bet the under, I would be like rooting all night for nobody to score, and it seems pretty easy to go over 40. Is that a stay away, or is that, do you feel strongly one way or another that that's a bet?
I gave out to my clients under 41. 41's a really key number, obviously 24-17, four touchdowns, three field goals. At 40.5, I would still look under. I kind of think that it's going to start very slow. I think both teams close to the vest. The defense is better than the offenses. Maybe you go under the first half, under 20 as well on this game.
So, you know, Fez, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but I'm a member of the Ramley. I'm a season ticket holder at SoFi Stadium to see my Rams every single week. This week they are at Indianapolis. It opened, from what I can tell, it opened with Indianapolis a favorite. It swung now to the Rams, -3.5. What's the right side of that game?
That's a stay-away game. Colts are playing for their season, but my goodness, the Rams look great Sunday night. You could say maybe they have a little hangover from what a great performance they had, but I can't get past the idea that the Rams just, they had all those weapons and no usually dynamic passing plays with Goff. And now with Stafford, wow, is that team going to be difficult to stop? So I think the Rams have morphed from a team you wanted to bet under to a team you're potentially looking at shootouts. maybe the defense isn't quite as good this year. The offense is going to be so much better. They're certainly a contender.
By the way, just to throw this in, they had more 50-plus yard plays in that game, too, than they had all last year. Well, they are making big chunk plays all of a sudden.
All right, Fez, Raiders.
And Woods and Kupp, yards after catch, ranked first and third in the league last year. So think about it. They're dinking and dunking to these guys who are still getting an extra 6 yards per catch. Now they're going to be catching the ball down the field. Wow.
We're talking to Steve Fezzik from pregame.com. Fez, Raiders in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Steelers favored by 6. What's the right side of that one?
The right side is the Steelers. It has nothing to do with power ratings, which would actually land you on the Raiders. But that epic win, Monday Night Football, the Raiders are actually 2-0. They won that game twice, so they got 2 wins. And, you know, unconfirmed reports had several Raiders not going to bed that Monday night until Tuesday morning the sun was rising, based upon some of the reports I heard about the celebratory nature of the Raiders.
Can we do a little college? Are you up to date on SC and UCLA?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, USC is a favorite, a 9-point favorite, I think, at Washington State. They've just fired Clay Helton. Dante Williams is the interim head coach. Sometimes teams get a boost with that. What's the right side of that game?
I think USC is the right side. All things being equal, whenever a coach is fired, whether he's beloved or hated, it seems to have a temporary boost to a team's morale, and the team performs, at least initially, the first game or two better. And so I would fully expect, you know, USC with all that talent to go ahead, and they've got continuity with the DC and the OC. I like that. That you're not promoting one of those guys, and now he's distracted and he's wearing too many hats. I could only look towards USC. I know it's difficult, as bad as they played against Stanford, to back them, but if I had to play it, I would lay it.
I'm a UCLA grad, Fez, and they're playing Fresno State. I thought Fresno State looked really good in that first week. They lost, but I thought they looked really good. This opened UCLA 23.5. It's down to 10.5. I still think if you can get – I'm rooting for UCLA and I'm picking them, but if you can get Fresno State and 10.5, it seems to me that Fresno State's the right side of that game. What do you think?
It's really difficult because I think this is bet-on team versus a bet-on team. I think Fresno's undervalued and flying under the radar, and they really have one of the best teams they've had in a long time. But UCLA, all of a sudden, you know, the Pac-12, it's not out of the reason to say UCLA can win it now. They were, you know, obviously ultra-impressive in both their games so far, so I got to stay on the sidelines. Whoever loses this game, I want to bet on their next game.
Before we get your best bet, sports gambling is now legal, I think, in 17 states in the District of Columbia. Has that changed the take for Las Vegas? In other words, you don't have to go to Vegas anymore to gamble on sports. Has it affected Vegas?
It has, and it has helped Las Vegas. And I saw this phenomenon back in the 80s and 90s when we started to get gambling in places like Council Bluffs, Iowa, and more casinos were popping up, and the talk was, oh, Vegas is really going to be hurt and impacted by all this. But no, what happens is people get a taste of it. They can go ahead and gamble now in Virginia and Colorado and bet on sports, and that's enough that all of a sudden folks want to come to Vegas and actually go to the Mirage, go to Circa, go to the Westgate and see the very best sports books. Our handle has been tremendous. It's just been a rising tide for everybody with sports betting and gaming.
Okay, Fez, what is your best bet of the week?
I am going to go with the Dallas Cowboys against your Los Angeles Chargers again. I want to make this a very simple handicap. Dallas plus 3.5. We debated how many Raider fans were going to be in the stadium at Allegiant Stadium.
This is going to be a Cowboy
unclear
home game. Yeah.
I don't think this is unclear at all. I'm going to set the over-under 78% Cowboy fans. So we go over under that number.
No, it'll be over. Cowboy
fans. It'll be over.
Yeah, Cowboy fans. Exactly. It's going to be a Cowboys home game.
So if we let's go ahead and say the Cowboys still have to travel, but they have the crowd. Let's say those two factors mitigate each other, offset. So if there's no home field advantage for the Chargers, are the Chargers 3.5 points better than Dallas with Dak looking as good as they are. No way. No possible way. There's too much home field. There's some home field built into this line. There shouldn't be, taking Dallas plus the 3.5.
Plus the 3.5. Yeah.
Wow, you've bet against the Chargers twice. What do you have against the Chargers this year?
The Chargers are a nomad organization with an overachieving quarterback and a brand new O-line, and I still feel I get it. They were very impressive. I still think they're going to go 9-8, and they're going to go under 9.5 for the season win.
Okay.
All right. There you have it. Steve Fezzik, the Fez, thank you very much.
Thanks,
as
Fez.
Always, man. Bet of the week, Dallas plus 3.5 over the Chargers. We will talk to you next week.
Good luck this weekend.
All right.
Mace.
There's the Fez. Yeah.
Not good.
No, what? Whoa.
Double.
Such a good day.
Double, 4-2.
Oof.
Runner on second. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. The Padre bullpen is like pouring gas on a fire.
Ugh.
And Chris Bryant's up, who doubled in his
doubled
last
earlier.
At-bat.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah. Hopefully
there's
they can hang
there.
On. 4-2 Padres over the Giants. If the Padres can hang on, the Dodgers will only be a game behind in the West, but there's still a lot of baseball left.
Come on, Padres, hang on, Pod Squad. We're rooting for you. Our little brother Padres. They're so cute down there.
Slam
no, I'm not doing 30s talk. I'm not doing 30s talk. There it is, Slam Diego Love. So, Ireland, we did lie of the day today, and it is your lie. I have an idea of what it is, but I'm not sure if I'm right. Bergman, do you have an idea?
I think I might have a slight idea.
And Jorge, do you have anything?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, maybe. So we all think we have something, but we will let three callers and three callers only try to guess the lie of the day.
How did the callers do while I was gone?
We had one that nailed it. Two that nailed it.
I don't think today's particularly hard. I think somebody's going to get it.
Okay, we'll give you a Mason and Ireland t-shirt. We'll only take three callers, 877-710-ESPN, if you think you know Ireland's lie of the day. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Pink Panther music, because at some point, John Ireland told a lie today during the show. And it is tough to find the lie. Like, we're listening to the entire show, me, Bergman, and Jorge, and even we sometimes cannot find it.
Yeah, I don't think today is one of those days. I think the lie was pretty clear, but let's find out. Now, what happens if they get it right?
They get a Mason and Ireland t-shirt.
Okay. Now, I've only been figured out once before with the lies. But
yes.
Today, I didn't tell that many
stories that could be lies.
Yeah. So let's try Jim in Huntington Beach and see if I'm right that the lie was somewhat obvious. Jim, what do you think was today's lie of the day?
I think it was James Franklin is the next head coach of USC.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Good guess.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
incorrect.
He even said that.
Yeah. That's all right. That opens the door for Jose. Jose in Los Angeles, what do you think today's lie of the day was?
All right. So my guess is that you did not get in a car accident when you slept behind the wheel.
That's a good guess, but it was 100% true. I did get into a car accident falling asleep behind the wheel when I was a teenager. Good guess, though. which means only one other person has a chance to get it before we go to the staff. And that person is Lewis in Riverside. Lewis, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Lewis,
best day ever.
Lewis, what's the lie of the day?
I'm going to go with that you were in the same airport as LaMelo Ball.
Right on, Lewis. You got it.
Let's go, baby.
Nice.
I did not run into LaMelo Ball in the airport, and nor do I know if he even flies public airplanes. He probably flies on jets.
There you go, Lewis. You got a Mason and Ireland t-shirt. Congratulations. Stay on the line, man.
All right, guys.
All right,
thanks, Lewis.
All right, man. Mace, is that what you thought it was?
That is what I I actually thought it was. LaMelo was in the airport, but he drew more attention than James Worthy. So I probably wouldn't have gotten it technically. But so I knew that story had something fishy about it.
Yeah. Greg, is that where you were going to?
No, I was going with the car one.
No,
I was
the
with
car,
the other guy.
The car one was true, unfortunately.
That's where I was going.
All right. So
the car one, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, pretty good. Good. Congratulations to Lewis from Riverside. Glad somebody got that.
Let's get an update, the latest on the San Francisco Giants and the San Diego Padres. We are now top of the eighth inning. Padres 4, Giants 2. We got a chance. If the Padres can hang on, if Mark Melancon can close this deal, we got a chance to be one game behind the Giants going into big weekend series. The Giants are facing the Braves. We're in Cincinnati. Three big games all weekend long. We're going right down to the wire in this thing, but I think the Dodgers now got a chance to run them down and win this division still. And, boy, it would be a relief not to go to a one-game playoff.
Right.
Such a relief.
Yeah, this game could end while we're on the air. If not, Sedano will update you on it. But the Padres have a two-run lead in top of the eighth. Hey, May, so last night I downloaded three things on the plane. I watched the most recent episode of Ted Lasso.
Yes.
I watched Impeachment.
Yep.
And then on the recommendation of my friend Ben Shelton, I watched something you've already seen. I watched Coda.
Oh.
I thought Coda was the best movie I've seen all year.
Yep.
And you know better about this stuff more than I do. I think that could win Best Picture.
100%.
Or is it too quirky?
No, 100% I think that can win Best Picture. If you've not seen Coda, it stars Marley Matlin is an important supporting character in it.
But that 19-year-old who plays the lead looks like an absolute future megastar.
No question. No question. Yeah, it's on Apple Plus. Go watch it. And by the way, every time we recommend this,
We should explain something. CODA, C-O-D-A, stands for Children of Deaf Adults. And the elevator pitch of this movie is it's a family where the mom and the dad and one of the kids, the son, are all deaf. And the daughter, there's four people in the family, the daughter is the one who speaks. And so she's kind of responsible for holding their family together because she can explain when they're signing and blah, blah. And it's how, and she turns out to be a really good singer. And it turns out, so the movie is about how should she pursue her passion, which is singing, or does she stay with her family? And I won't tell you anything else past that.
Yeah. Here's one of the cool things, by the way, John, you mentioned Children of Deaf Adults, Coda. Coda is also a passage at the end of a piece of music that brings the music to a close. So it's actually got a double meaning, which I think is really, really cool. And I agree with you. I think it can win Best Picture.
The girl's name that is the star of this movie is Amelia Jones.
Look out.
Before this, she was simply a TV actress. She's on some TV shows. Padres getting a run, Mace.
Nice, nice. Lil Insurance.
5-2.
Lil Insurance. I like that.
Second and third, only one out. So, go watch Coda. You'll love it.
I am one episode behind on Impeachment. And episode one showed Bill Clinton at the very end. And he hardly at all in the first episode. So give me, and I don't care about the politics of the thing, just tell me, how is Clive Owen as Bill Clinton?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you that in episode two, he is a major part of it.
Okay.
He's in, I think in episode one, he was in one scene.
Yep.
He's probably in 10 scenes in episode two.
Okay.
Very good. Not as handsome as Clinton, obviously was, but, does a good job of playing him. I think by the time this thing's over, Monica Lewinsky is going to become very sympathetic to the people that watch it. because, you know, she was just a girl in the White House kind of living her dream. And Bill Clinton was, you know, was a player, and she got played.
And yeah, I said the other night that it's a water cooler show, and then I realized there's no such thing as the water cooler anymore. You and I and the rest of our company has not gathered around a water cooler and chatted in a really long time. The golf tournament was the first time that I saw most of those people in a year and a half.
Right, and you know, and hopefully we'll be back in the studio next year.
Oh,
but
God,
right. Everybody's
hope so.
On their own. It's,
I hope
but
so.
But I think the impeachment is very well done.
Cool. I will take a look at it, and Ted Lasso continues to be just friggin'
best show
awesome.
On TV.
Yeah, best show, happiest show, positive show. It proves that you don't have to be mean to be funny, which I think is really important, although I tend to err on them. What's the old saying, John? When you say it, it's mean, but when I say it, the same thing, it's funny.
Well, the best thing, my favorite character on Ted Lasso is Roy Kent.
Oh, he's awesome.
Because it just, whatever pops into his head, he says.
I swear like Roy Kent does.
Well, that's a big part. Are you completely caught up?
Yes, completely caught up.
Yeah, so you see, you know that's a big part of the current episode.
Oh, yeah.
His swearing.
Yep.
And how it affects someone else.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. John, while you've been gone, this is discouraging. Bergman has won four times.
That's right.
In the month of September.
That's right.
What?
Yeah.
That's right. This is going to be normal. Just get used to it.
Mason, well, you can't win today. It's your game, right?
Mason twice, Ireland once, Jorge once, and Momo filling in once. That's the current scorecard for the month of September. Me and Ireland can play. Jorge can play. It is Bergman's game, so he cannot win. We've got Game of Games coming up next for you. Don't forget, we'll keep you up to date on Giants-Padres. We'll let you know exactly where they are in that game because it's critical for our Dodgers. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is Game of Games time. We are so competitive that Ireland searched his memory and remembered that he won the game on Friday at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
So the score for the month of September, Bergman 4, Ireland 2, Mason 2, Jorge 1. And it is Bergman's game today.
Wait a minute, Mace.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
What
big
got?
Breaking news. Manny Machado, two-run single, 7-2 Padres, bottom of the eighth.
Here we come, one game out. That is awesome. Slam Diego.
All right.
We need him to play well against the Giants for the rest of the year, too, because they got six more games against the Giants.
Yeah, it'll be one game after the Padres close it out in the night.
Whew. All right. It is Bergman's game. I haven't decided if Bergman is good or bad at games yet. I forget what his last game was. Bergman,
the bands.
Do you consider yourself to be very good at games?
No, I think I'm okay, though. I don't think it's bad.
No, Bergman, you're going down. I'm going to win this game today to make it 4-3, and then tomorrow I'm going to it's my game, so I'm going to shade the game to Jorge and Mace.
Close there, buddy.
And then Monday when it's Mason's game, I catch you. That's the plan.
See, what I'm most looking forward to in Game of Games is how competitive you and I get. John, that's what's right. Fun about all this.
Yeah, because I don't really, I'm
don't
like,
care.
Oh, screw it.
Yeah, no. Well, the funny thing was Bergman's convinced that I Google, and so
yeah,
when
I'm not the only one, by the way.
By the way, so any, none of these people can beat me when we're in person, including you, Bergman, at the
I
golf tournament when
that.
I
fairness,
mopped
right,
you
we're
up.
Running out of time.
In
we're
fairness,
running out of time.
We've been in person once.
All right, bring it on.
All right, so Hispanic Heritage Month began yesterday, and Mexican Independence Day is today.
Yeah.
So I have a list of 10 Hispanic athletes that played American sports,
oh,
so no soccer.
I'm winning this one. I have to win it.
All right, and you have to tell me who it is based on the clues. Your name is your buzzer, and I do.
Briones, if you lose this, you're kicked out of the Hispanic community.
Forever.
And I do have a tiebreaker if we need it. You ready?
Okay.
Yep, go.
All right, number one. Because of his dominance in the 1992
Jorge.
Olympics. Jorge?
1992 Olympics, Oscar de la Hoya, the golden boy.
That's absolutely right.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes!
Oh, Jorge.
The golden boy, yep.
Good,
that's absolutely
Jorge.
Right. Wow, nicely done.
They are in the same room, Mace.
Get a picture.
No. Jorge is honest as the day is long. He wouldn't cheat.
Even when Momo's here, I'm not
that
even.
That was awfully quick. Go ahead.
No. 92 Olympics? Come on.
His back is to me, just so we're clear.
Right,
but anyway,
good.
A 14-time pro bowler and played in the NFL for 17.
John. Anthony Munoz.
Incorrect. So a 14-time pro bowler and played in the NFL for 17 seasons. He spent most of his career.
Jorge. Tony Gonzalez.
That's right. Tony Gonzalez is correct. Oh, so nice job there, John. You were close, though. Number three, this athlete won a national championship with Connecticut in 1995, a gold medal at the 1996 Olympics, and was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball
Pau Gasol?
Incorrect. Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2017 after playing most of her career with the New York Liberty.
Don't know.
Don't know, really, John?
Don't know.
Yeah, testing our WNBA.
No, I mean, she's pretty big in WNBA.
But I'm not really.
Okay. Anything, Jorge?
Nah, nada.
Nah.
Okay. I mean, she's not Hispanic. I mean, Teresa Witherspoon's the only thing I would guess.
Nope. But Rebecca Lobo. She's Cuban.
Is she really?
Yes, she's Cuban.
Okay.
All right, so this Hall of Famer is a 14-time All-Star, 13-time Gold Glove winner, the 1999 AL MVP, and World Series champ.
John. Miguel Cabrera.
No. Okay. Nicknamed Pudge.
Okay.
Mason. Jorge.
Ivan Rodriguez
is right.
Son of a.
That is 3-0 for Jorge right now.
Talk about a game shaded towards somebody. Shaded. Right.
I know, but I've had two chances. I've blown them. Yeah. Right, keep going.
This athlete is an 11-time Pro Bowler and former Cincinnati Bengal.
John. That's Anthony Munoz.
That is Anthony Munoz. Yes, okay. Very good. All right, so 3-1.
How many are left?
I have 10 of them, so this is number 6.
Good. I got time.
One of the most successful female Olympians of all time, winning 12 total medals throughout her career. In 2008, she became
Mason. Lisa Fernandez?
No. In 2008, she became the oldest swimmer to make an Olympic
Jorge.
U.S. Jorge.
Cuban. Dara Torres.
That's right. Dara Torres is Cuban.
Dara Torres, who's a blast. I was in that celebrity.
Her and you didn't get it, you dope.
I know her and I still couldn't get it.
All right, that's 4 for Jorge, 1 for John.
I got to get them all. I got to run the table now.
All right, so one of the most important sports figures to the Hispanic American community, he had one of the most successful rookie years in baseball
Mason.
Hit Mason.
That is Fernando Valenzuela.
That is Fernando Valenzuela.
Yes.
So
I think that locks it up, but keep going anyway.
All right. Number 8. This athlete won 2 Super Bowl wins, number 15 and number 18.
Mason. Tom Flores?
No. He is also the only Latino to ever win the Heisman Trophy. He was the quarterback of the Raiders.
John. Jim Plunkett
is correct. That's 2 for John. Nice
but only
job.
Only 2 left, right?
Only 2 left.
Oh, I can tie Jorge if I get them both.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay.
All right, so last night, Justin Turner, Max Scherzer, and Clayton Kershaw all wore his number. Jorge.
Roberto Clemente
is correct.
That's the win.
Do you want me to do the last two?
Yeah, do them.
Okay. This athlete is a World Series MVP, a 2-time World Series champion, and spent time.
John.
Okay. John.
Albert Pujols.
That is incorrect. Jorge.
Manny Ramirez
is correct. Wow, Jorge, nicely done. Woo.
This was a boat race.
He skunked us.
Do you want the tiebreaker?
Yeah, sure.
All right, tiebreaker. Fernando Valenzuela pitched in the major leagues for 17 years. How many innings did he pitch closest without going over?
In his career,
innings pitched.
Jeez.
So,
I'll say 4,000.
4,000 for Mason. John?
Boy, that's a lot of innings. I'll say 4,001.
4,001 for John and Jorge.
Jeez, I'll go 3,000.
3,000 for Jorge. The winner, Jorge, shockingly.
Oh!
We all went over, by the way.
We all went over.
All right. Yeah, 2,930.
Okay.
But you were close, Jorge.
Jeez. Yeah, Jorge, that was your game, man. You dominated.
Yeah, you owned it, and you're on the board now with 2. This month.
All right, so it's Bergman 4. I got 2. Jorge's got 2. Mason, how many you got?
2.
All right, so it's pretty close for second place.
Very close for second.
So
exactly.
you got a thought on this now, Mace? You didn't like the first game. You like the second game?
I thought that was a good game. I'll say yes on that game. Right. I thought that was really strong.
Thank you.
Yeah. Momo's games, by the way. Oh, John, you could not believe Momo's game.
Good or bad?
Oh, disaster.
Well, they're always one or the other. They're always
Titanic,
like great
Hindenburg.
Or, yeah, that.
Think of the great disasters. She was one of them. Didn't you think, Bergman, that was her worst game?
Yeah, that was a pretty bad game.
Yeah.
It was like all 60s and 70s Raiders.
Yeah, it was like the answers were like George Blanda and
Jim
Darryl
Otto.
LaMonica. And,
yeah. Right. It rhymes with a musical instrument.
A LaMonica, sure. All right, so let's update people. What is the very latest now? The Padres have broken this sucker open at 7-2, bottom of the eighth. That means we, as long as it holds, we will be one game behind the Giants.
One game, that's it. We can catch them tomorrow.
Yes, we can catch them this weekend. Absolutely
hey,
right.
Jorge, do we have a minute here?
Yeah,
you
one
do.
Minute.
Yeah.
Play that Ram song again that listener sent in. What was that listener's name, Mace? Jeremiah something?
Jeremiah Witten.
All right, so I actually think this could catch on. One of our listeners created kind of a Rams rallying cry, and this is as good as anything anybody's done for us in a long time. Are you got it, Jorge? It's got a Hamilton vibe to it.
Yeah, it does. Plus, it's got that great. I love the music. The music itself is
yeah,
great.
But doesn't it remind you of like In the Heights, Hamilton, that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
bouncy
totally.
Lin-Manuel Miranda cadence?
Yeah, love yeah. it. Love
really
it.
Good, really good, Jeremiah.
Get your
really
Ram hands good. Up. All right, Jorge, are we over?
Oh, God.
We're
Giants,
over.
The yeah, we're Giants done. Just hit a monster home run.
Okay, we are back. Hopefully that holds up. Padres hold up. We will be back tomorrow at 12:55 sharp. Stay exactly where you are because coming up next for you is Sedano with Clinton Yates. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.